helps them. And, you know, we're all talking about this album and really hoping something comes out. It makes us have to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our album review. And again, we're joined by Shem. Hey, Shem.
Hello, hello.
So I know you're very, very excited about this album that you chose. I mean, you texted me weeks ago and you're like, Hannah, I just have to have this. So please tell us all what album it was.
Okay, guys, you all know it. It's Cowboy Carter.
Yes.
She made her country album. And oh my gosh, it is so good. It is so well put together too. And so well, like, thought out. And like, I don't know about you guys, but with the whole like album cover, the concept actually changed where as to like she was in like her cowboy outfit on the horse versus going into like the act two with like the sash and like her name being like Beyonce. I might butcher the name or the pronunciation, like Beyonce, but with the I instead of the O.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So there was that little concept change, but like everything else with the songs, incredible. So many good features, guys.
Ooh,
there were
tell
12
me.
Different features.
Wow.
Wow.
Ranging from like various black artists along with like other country artists. Like we had Dolly P on there.
Mm-hmm.
We also had Miley Cyrus on there too. And then let me see. I think it was Linda Martell, because I remember like she was big in like country music too back for like one of the first like black female artists to be in country music.
Yeah, it is amazing. And even like Willie Nelson on the interludes too. It is so cool.
Yes. And you can't forget about Post Malone.
Oh,
of course.
The
features
do not stop on that album. It is so like such a feature filled album, which is amazing.
Exactly. And you know, I saw there was something with Dolly. Didn't she do like a little message song for Beyonce on the album?
She did. It was one of the, like the last few tracks at the bottom. And when I got to it, I'm like, Queen B, you are cooking in
it
here.
Is
first
so
of all,
heartfelt. Oh my gosh, it's like a little message, and she's like basically just shouts her out and is like, "You are doing awesome. Like, keep on doing you." And just such Dolly Parton.
Because Beyonce actually does a rendition of Jolene on this album, which I am so obsessed with this new version. What do you guys think of it?
It was really so good. But I also want to point out the Paul McCartney Blackbird rendition.
Yes.
It was good. And like, I don't know if you guys heard, but like he actually gave her flowers for saying thank you for doing this cover because it's supposed to be talking about civil rights. And obviously her album is honoring black people in history and realizing American history wasn't just how it's portrayed in like some educational systems. There's so much more to it, and honoring the black artists in music. Like, I think that was really incredible for her, especially as a black artist herself, and also staying strong with the women.
And I just love how like different this album is. Like, obviously it's kind of a country basis, but we get some like still a little bit of a rap sound at some parts. We get some pop. It's really just a mix of everything, which is so cool to see.
And you were telling me about this one song on there, Logan. It was one that you were loving. What was the name of that one again?
Yeah I've been absolutely obsessed with that song. It is so good.
And Shem, what were a couple of your favorite songs on this album?
I really like the rendition of Blackbird the most. What were some other ones? Daughter. I have so much to say about that, because there that little bit for that opera song, Caro Mio Bien, it's basically just an Italian piece, and I actually sang that before. So once I heard it, I was like, wait a second, I know how to sing it. So I tried to sing like her, but obviously I can't do it as amazingly as she does. But obviously, like, it shows her range too. Like, we never really get to hear her sing other genres. So like in this album, it really shows that she's able to perform country styles, R&B, pop, and even opera.
I thought it was so crazy because it's such a switch up from her last album, Renaissance. I mean, that one was definitely more like a hip-hop upbeat album, and then just switching into this was a crazy transition.
I think it shows like her range as an artist, and we're getting like, you know, we thought, oh yeah, we get pop from her and it's amazing, we get a little bit of rap now, a little bit of R&B. I feel like Renaissance had a little bit of like an electrono disco vibe or something, but now we're getting this country vibe, and honestly she just keeps blowing me away with all of her stuff that she puts out.
She's
the queen bee for a reason.
Exactly.
But of course we have to play a song from the album for you guys, and it's gonna be the one featuring Miss Miley Cyrus herself. It's Two Most Wanted by Miley Cyrus and Beyonce right here on New Music Monday. And Beyonce off of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album. That was our album review this week by Shem. Shem, that song was so great. I remember you mentioning it to me that that was one of your favorite songs. Any other standout moments on that album for you?
I think that was all well and said, but definitely check out that album review. But I think, Hannah, you were talking about the horse when we had this song playing in here. So What about that horse on the album cover?
I don't know if this is true or not, so don't quote me on it. But I saw this thing that, you know, from Miley Cyrus being in Hannah Montana, we saw this white horse a lot. It was called Blue Jeans, and was like her family horse and everything. Apparently, that is the white horse that is on Beyonce's cover, like album cover, is that horse.
That would be so cool if it is.
Isn't it? I'm like, if that really was true, like, that is epic.
Oh, yeah. And I love this collab together because I remember they were both just at an awards show a little bit ago, and they were kind of acting like they didn't know each other because I think they knew this collab was coming out soon. So they were trying to be real discreet about it, but it is better than I could have ever imagined.
Oh, for sure. And if you guys want to check out the full album review, head over to our website, WZND.com,